From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There is a picture in a new book that I can't stop laughing about. A married couple is dressed in the fashion of the Northwest European Renaissance. They're standing side by side, a mirror on the wall behind them, a window to the left, a small dog at their feet. This would be Jan van Eyck's portrait of Giovanni Arnolfini and his wife Giovanna Cenami, except that the couple's trunks are intertwined. They are both elephants. Welcome to Babar's Museum of Art, and welcome to the artist responsible for this book, Laurent de Brunhoff, who joins us from New York. Good to talk with you.
Hello.
Tell us about Babar's Museum of Art.
You know, originally, it was my publisher, Abrams, who suggested a book about art without saying anything how to do it. And I was very excited at the idea because it was a way of making some very humble and loving copies of the famous pictures I loved all my life with elephants.
Yes, I should say that all of the characters who would be human in the masterpieces that are hung in Babar's Museum of Art are actually elephants.
Yes. But there are some pictures I particularly like the Rubens couple, and like the Harvest of Bruegel, and Sargent, the woman in black, and of course Manet.
And the story that accompanies the pictures is that, yes?
That's Phyllis.
Your wife wrote the story.
My wife, yes. Because I had no idea how to present this museum. And so talking together, we got the idea of, like the Musée d'Orsay in Paris, the museum created in an old railway station. That's Phyllis who wrote that.
And Babar, the king of the elephants, rather than, I guess at the suggestion of his consort, Queen Celeste, mm-hmm. he says, we shouldn't let this railway station simply go to waste. What should we do with it? Everybody's driving, all the elephants are driving cars nowadays. They're not taking the train, so let's make an art museum out of it instead.
Yes.
Can you tell me when you first encountered Babar, when Babar entered your life?
You know, the idea of the elephant, the story of the elephant with his mother killed by a hunter on escaping, going to the city, getting dressed like a human being. That was a bad story from my mother. And my father created the book as you see it now. But my father died when he was 37 years old. I was a young kid of 12. And after that, there was a war. I was 20 at the end of the war, and I wanted to be a painter. And I started learning painting in Montparnasse in Paris, and I started to show my painting in different salons or gallery. But at the same time, Babar was my brother, you know. I loved him. I wanted him to live again. And also, the idea of making a book was interesting to me. So I started to make a story and to be very faithful to the style of my father. And this first book, Babar and that rascal Arthur, his little cousin, everybody was happy. The French publisher was happy. My mother was happy. And I was happy. So after that, I made a second one, and another one, and another one. And I've done that for 50 years.
Many, many, many Babar books.
Yes.
That time. Well, back to the latest Babar book.
Yes.
Babar's Museum of Art. There are not only paintings at the museum, there's also sculpture at the museum that you represent. Perhaps you can
right. There's a Venus de Milo, which is in the Louvre. There is the Balzac from Rodin.
We should point out that the Venus de Milo, in this case, Venus de Milo, is indeed standing and armless, and her trunk is a little bit truncated, I guess.
Yes, yes.
She is an
yes.
elephant. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, yes. But the body is really human.
Yes, the body is human. Yes,
yes. Yeah.
And then it's the Rodin statue of Balzac, which really is a very elephantine sculpture when you look at this.
Yeah, there is no slim members coming off.
Now, I understand how Bob Barrow's Museum of Art is an introduction to children to the idea of an art museum. At the same time, though, the drawings, which are such wonderful jokes, aren't jokes that a 10-year-old is likely to get. They seem to be more for the parents.
I never thought of children when I was making this book. It was just for my own pleasure. However, I think it can help, indeed, little kids to be interested in art, because they love Babar, and Babar helped them to look at the picture, and they will get the beauty of it.
At the very end, it's the last picture we see, is actually Babar, Celeste, and their family going to witness the artist in residence at the museum. Why don't you describe that for us?
Well, I wanted some modern painting also, and Pollock is one of my favorites.
Jackson Pollock, this is.
Jackson Pollock, yes. So I had great fun trying to show him bending over the painting and
yes, he's sort of kneeling almost over the canvas,
yes.
And the only difference here is that the brush, appropriately it seems, is wrapped in his trunk.
Exactly.
Because he is an elephant, of course.
Yes. Yes.
If you were just sitting with a pen in hand and paper next to you, would you just automatically start drawing little elephants? Do you do this all the time?
Oh, not at all.
No.
Not at all. I don't play with elephant when it is not with the idea of working on a book. I don't dream about Baba. I don't know. No. He's not intruding my life too much.
No. Celeste and the old lady are not figures in your inner life in any way.
No, figure there.
Well, Laurent de Brunhoff, it's really been a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you very much for talking to us.
I was very happy to talk with you.
Laurent de Brunhoff is the artist who drew Babar's Museum of Art, as well as many, many other books about Babar, the king of the elephants.